John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, the man who's in the studio now deserves music for his introduction. Because tonight he will be at a Helium Comedy Club for one show, two tomorrow, one on Sunday, or two tomorrow and Saturday, one on Sunday. Tickets always available through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. Ladies and gentlemen, that round mound of comedy sound, the one and only, what's your name, Lavelle Crawford?
That's it. You trying to do the round mound. Don't look like that no more.
It's over.
See, they try to keep you in the fat game, man. they try to keep you there, you know. You go, and I know it's hard to stay out of fat game in Philly, man.
Yes.
You got Geno's Steaks and all those places. There's a cheesesteak everywhere. You get one when you get off the plane. You don't have a cheesesteak when you go through security. They make you go back out. they make you go back out and get what? Yeah, what's up, man? Yeah,
no, you are remarkably smaller than when I first found you.
Thank you very much. I don't mind that compliment now that I lost weight, but I've heard that before I lost weight, and I didn't like it because I was in the bedroom.
Remarkably smaller than I.
I need my money back, man. Can I get a receipt?
what are big man problems? What kind of problems does a big guy have?
Oh well, I mean, you know, big man always got problems, man. When I got like 550, man, so I'm on the plane, you know, first of all, if I'm riding coach, it was a problem for everybody else, you know, and it's like you're trying to have some heart, and you know, after a while, when you start being the big guy and just don't care, I like those big guys to get up there in the middle seat and just sit down. Well, if you don't like it, find another place, you know. I like that big guy that don't care. You got Funyuns sitting in the front of the airplane pocket. I like the big guy like, well, walk around if you don't want to walk behind me. Yes, it was a fart, you know. I wish big guys would be like big sassy black women. Because big sassy women, girl, men don't like, they like a woman with meat on their bone, like Rasputin from Norbert, you know. You know, she fries. How you doing? You know, but big guys be trying to be humble. Hey, guys. How are you doing? Like a marshmallow. No, I want to be mean. Like, move, boy. Open this door a little wider so I can squeeze in. I mean, I remember when Uber first came out, the guys were driving their own car, they'd come and pick me up. I was the only guy to get passed by Uber, because usually Uber just come by, but you can't pick me up in no doggone Mini Cooper. Hey, look here, sir, I just got on this route. I'm going to see if I can get you some help. I can't get you in my Mini Cooper. If I pick you up in my Uber, I'm going to have to wait till you come back.
So you're living in Houston now, you said?
Yeah.
So obviously you're a big fan of humidity.
Well, it ain't that. It's just, I'm a big fan of people with hearts.
Uh-huh.
You know, I mean, because I was living in L.A., you know, and there, like we were discussing off the air, you know, everybody out there to do something else, but they working somewhere else.
Right.
Like, I'm a stripper, but I want to be a director. I'm working in Jersey, Mike. Yeah, I'm making sandwiches now, but one day I'm going to be Denzel Washington. I want to be up in L.A. at a Jersey Mike, they make a sandwich. I said, what you here for, man? I always wanted to dream to move out of L.A. so I can make sandwiches. I want to feed the world. I mean, that's the guy I want. I want somebody with their dream is right in front of them. You know what I'm saying? You know, I came out here to be homeless. I was homeless, you know, in low class area, like in Massachusetts, but I want to move to L.A. where you can be homeless with the stars. Lay on the Walk of Fame. Be on Elizabeth Taylor's plaque.
Hey, my son lives in L.A. I saw a guy take a dump on Milton Berle.
Take that, Mr. Comedy. He probably was in mid-poop, right? Oh, Milton Berle!
it was 8 o'clock. It was 8 o'clock at night when people. It's Hollywood and Vine. Literally, Hollywood and Vine.
Poop on Robert Mitchum, not Milton Berle.
They're not. Now let's just say, LA, not the brightest people I've ever encountered.
Oh well, you know, hey, you know, it, I mean, that's all because of his iPhone. The phone can do anything for you now. That you ain't got to be smart no more. People ain't reading nothing no more. They don't read nothing. They phone tell them everything to do. You ever see people walk across the street, got their head down on the phone? Uh-huh. I be wanting to hit them so bad. I mean, I don't know if I'm gonna go to jail or not. I don't know. I mean, I'm sorry. I was playing Pokemon Go. And he looked like Pikachu. And I had to hit him. I don't know, man. I don't know what it is, man, but I think, you know, in LA, they, you know, you gotta be halfway. You can read. As long as you can read, you can be in L.A. I mean, I ain't got nothing wrong with it. There's a lot of vegetarians. Good eating up there, though. Mm-hmm. You can eat clean in California. Uh-huh. You know, that's why I lost weight eating up there, eating all that wheatgrass and fried carrots and asparagus and all that crap. I was eating chickpeas. You know, I didn't even know what chickpeas was. You know, I got the California chickpea balls. Yeah, and I'm up there, and I realized I was ordering and stuff. Yes, can I get the, the hemp seed meatballs, please? that sauce non-dairy? I'm like, what am I doing? I didn't care if the sauce had dairy or not, as long as it's delicious. Is that delicious? That's all I used to worry about. How much MSG does that have? Does it have any GMOs? I'm like, oh, God. Where I'm coming from? Why you had to think about it? See, when you eat right now, man, you can't do nothing. Like me and my house, my wife, they such hippies, man. We done turned into preppers, man. We put our phones in a bag with aluminum foil around it. So, you know, we can't talk about stuff in front of the phone no more. Because phones will dial numbers that you didn't ask to dial. I mean, my phone dialed an ex-girlfriend that I hated and I had called the police on. He was like, finally, we can talk. I said, that wasn't me. That was Siri. And I fired Siri off my phone. I got that help off my phone. I got sorry. I got sorry. Sorry don't know nothing. I said, yeah, sorry. Sorry, how do you make potato salad? Well, you asking me? Go get the recipe. Sorry. Yeah, you gonna be sorry you bother me anymore.
Lavelle Crawford is appearing tonight, tomorrow, Saturday, and Sunday at Helium Comedy. You can get tickets through heliumcomedy.com or 215-496-9001. So you don't want a cheesesteak?
You know, I might get a half a cheesesteak. Okay. Right? Because I like it with provolone. I like the cheese. So. See, I know in Philly they be getting that cheese sauce on it too. Right. You like what you like, the cheese sauce or provolone?
He calls Wiz cheese sauce. I love that.
Yeah, dudes always want they want a heart attack. They ain't got nowhere to start throwing that cholesterol. Yeah, just pour the cheese on.
Nah. I like my cheese to stay in one plate.